This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Back in 1994, I had multiple sclerosis-like symptoms down my right arm. From the elbow down to my fingertips, it was completely numb, and the weakness in my arms was definitely apparent. This happened soon after the delivery of my baby, Cody, and I knew something was clearly wrong because I had difficulty holding and carrying my son with that right arm. Now, the numbness and weakness would come and go, and after a couple of months of going to neurologists, chiropractors, acupuncturists, you know, trying to get to the root cause of the issue, I knew I had to dig deeper into my own symptoms because I wasn't getting help with the avenues that I was going. So I did a toxic metal hair analysis and I was completely shocked by the results because I had extremely high levels of mercury. Now, how could I be exposed to this toxic mercury? I was just dumbfounded. But I kept on thinking about it and I remembered that the only place that I had mercury was in my mouth. I had one last filling, silver filling from my childhood. So I immediately went to the dentist and he told me that amalgam filling on the right lower teeth, my lower jaw in that tooth was cracked and leaking. Now, when I was told that, I felt like a lightning bolt hit me because I knew deep in my heart that my neurological symptoms were related to that leaching toxic mercury from my own filling. And sure enough, it was going down my right side because it was on the right side of my mouth, leaching down into my arm, into my neck, I should say the brachial plexus, the nerves that went into my arm, causing the numbness and weakness. And so, of course, I got that thing removed right away. And then within a week, my entire arm came back alive. It was truly like magic. So today we have Dr. Russell Jaffe, the founder and chairman of PERC Integrative Health. He's board certified in clinical pathology and in chemical pathology and has had more than 40 years of experience contributing to molecular biology and clinical diagnostics. Now, thank you so much, Dr. Jaffe, for being here on Wellness for Life.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I just talked about my story here. And this was back in the early 90s. And nobody really talked about mercury toxicity. And for me, I did find out that it was mercury filling, but also it was because of my diet. I was eating a lot of tuna fish during the entire pregnancy. And it was almost like that filling was like the straw that broke the camel's back type of situation. Once I took it out, the symptomatology subsided, but I definitely had to get rid of all the food and the exposure that I was having through mercury. So why is this, you know, obviously for me, it was environmental and I was eating it myself. So why is it such a major issue in the 21st century, these toxic heavy metals?
Well, it's actually been a problem since the 1970s, at least. When I was a young physician in the 1970s, I learned from a doctor in Pittsburgh, his name was Needleman, and what he did was he took the teeth from children when they came out, baby teeth that fell out, and he analyzed, and he could see when the lead or the mercury or the cadmium or the arsenic or the nickel came in. He could even, in later years, identify the source. Was it coming from paint? Was it coming from gasoline at the time? Those were major sources, much less so today. But the bottom line is very simple. Your standard American lifestyle diet environment gives you enough toxic metals to intoxicate you over years. And we can talk more importantly about how to get the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. The good stuff are the protective antioxidant, buffering mineral, essential cofactor nutrients that your body must take in. It cannot make them. And I can tell you how much you need because we have developed self-assessments and other ways of personalizing this predictive, proactive primary prevention practice. It uses physiology before pharmacology. We're going to use your kitchen and your choiceful supplements, the intelligent supplements, that bind to the toxins and safely remove them as more water soluble rather than as free radical generating. Now, free radical here is not a political term. It's a biochemical term. And the answer is you want to have lots of antioxidants to prevent free radicals. You don't want free radicals running around destroying your nucleus or your cell membrane or very fundamental parts of you. So yes, in the 21st century, we have far too much mercury, for example, just to be graphic for the moment, There's 100 tons a year that comes across from Africa on the wind. And this covers the entire east coast of the United States. And if you're on the west coast, it comes from Asia, another 100 tons a year. And then medical waste, often the amalgams you're talking about, contribute another 100 tons a year. Tons of mercury, when we're talking about micrograms, remember, from tons to pounds, from pounds to milligrams, from milligrams to micrograms, we're talking about a million micrograms per pound or per gram. And that is enough to intoxicate the country. So while you ask the question, how come so many people have so much mercury? I ask the other question, how come people don't know how to detoxify themselves, biologically remove the toxins by the choices of what they eat and drink and what they think and do? And we can talk about, if you want, the specifics of what the eating is and what the drinking is and what the thinking is and what the doing is. But takeaway, the bottom line here is 80% of your toxin exposure, including 80% of your toxic metals, are a choice. I can tell you, when you come to my home, you'll see a kitchen full of whole foods and remarkably free of processed goods, edible oils. We have no high fructose corn syrup, one-third of which has mercury in it. Yes, we recommend a mercury-free environment. And that might include, for example, taking your shoes off at the door, which in some cultures is considered a civil thing to do. And if you don't do that, they consider you a little less civil. So yes, we are intoxicated. Yes, we don't have enough of the good stuff to remove the bad stuff. And yes, people are suffering, like yourself. You are the personal face on what can happen. People have been misdiagnosed with things like relapsing, remitting chronic illness, inflammatory illness, self-attacking autoimmune illnesses like multiple sclerosis, when in fact, the real upstream problem, the real cause of the problem, was a lack of protective antioxidants, a lack of buffering minerals like magnesium, and too much bioaccumulation, too much retention of the toxic metals that we are all exposed to. So we're going to get exposed. The question is, what are we going to do to prevent those toxic metals from building up?
You mentioned, absolutely, you mentioned about the air, the toxicity coming from the air and right. From Africa on the east and from Asia from the west side. So what do you recommend for us to do in our own home? Like what I do is I have an air purifier going all the time in my home. And you have a whole house air purification system.
Well, yes, there's definitely, right, doctor, there's definitely the option of using an ULPA, U-L-P-A, that's beyond a HEPA, an ULPA filter that will trap small particles, because very often the toxic metals are riding on a piece of dirt or some dead skin. It turns out that half the dust in our house is from the dead skin that falls off our body every day. And if your body's really energetic, you put the toxic metals in your skin, in your nails, in your hair, and you remove it from the body. So we actually use deep penicillamine provocation so that we can look at the tissue levels, not the excretion levels.
You just mentioned something about you look at. So you're talking about a laboratory test?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a lab test. It's an amino acid that's not metabolized. It's called D-penicillamine, not to be confused with penicillin. It doesn't come from penicillin. It's actually an analog of cysteine. If you know about the sulfur amino acids like cysteine and methionine, which are really important for detoxification and for methylation and a lot of biochemical processes, D-penicillamine has many advantages in the fact that it goes into every part of the body. It goes into the brain. It goes all the different spaces of the body. And it picks up all divalent, all doubly charged, all two charged molecules, both the nutritional ones like magnesium and the toxic ones like mercury and arsenic and nickel and cadmium and lead. And then you collect a 24-hour urine on the second day. You continue for a third day just in case you're really burdened so that you don't withdraw the penicillamine while they're offloading a lot of toxic matter. And you measure a 24-hour urine to quantify the nutritional, essential, beneficial minerals. Very often, people are deficient in magnesium and zinc and chromium and vanadium and other essential minerals that the body needs in order to either repair itself or to get the toxic matter out. And then you have sulfur sources in the diet, sulfur sources like garlic, ginger, onions, brassica sprouts, and eggs. These should be staples in our diet today because they contain the detoxifying antitoxic sulfur molecules that form chemical bonds with the toxic metals, make them more water soluble, and now they can be removed in urine, sweat, and stool.
Well, can you give us the website and the name of the test you just described, the 24-hour urine test, when you do utilize the D-penicillamine?
Yes. You go to betterlabtestsnow.com. That's a portal where you can get information about the D-penicillamine, D-P-E-N-I-C-I-L-L-A-M-I-N-E, penicillamine provocation. Provocation means you mobilize, you take the penicillamine, it goes throughout your body, and it's like a sponge. It picks up all of the divalent, all of the doubly charged molecules, puts them in the urine, and now you can quantify, do you have enough of the beneficial nutritional essential minerals, and or do you have too much of the toxic minerals at the cellular level? And that's
what's great about this.
It's a non-invasive test. It's been around for 20 years. We helped validate it. It turned out that my PhD thesis way back when was on how penicillamine modulates collagen and elastin connective tissue crosslink. And so when we went to develop the protocol for provocation of toxic metals, we were already aware that you don't give penicillamine every day. You don't, because it will unzipper the body. It will take the crosslinks away from collagen and elastin. But when you use it in a pulsed way, the way I'm recommending, along with these detoxifying foods, the GGOBE, the garlic and the ginger, the onions and the brassica sprouts and eggs, now you have the opportunity to get the bad stuff out and the good stuff in a very efficient way.
And of course, more information that we know, the better we can serve ourselves and the doctors can serve our patients. So then let's dive a little bit. You spoke a little bit about food, and I know that in your, you actually provide a book that you can get at your website, drrusselljaffe.com, and that's JAFFE.com, but also on the betterlabtestsnow.com, you can also get the book, The Joy in Living, The Alkaline Way Guide. And I want to talk about what you wrote in the book and how important food is as best as our medicine. And you spoke a little bit about the detoxification pathways and how important it is for sulfur foods. Let's dive a little bit more deeper there.
Oh, absolutely. Hippocrates is credited as saying, let your food be your medicine, let your medicine be your food. Thomas Alva Edison, many of the giants of the 20th century recognized that our health is largely determined by what we eat and drink, what we think and do. So therefore, eat foods that you can digest, assimilate, take into you. That means break down to the building blocks, take into you in ways that don't attack you. They don't provoke you. They actually energize you. And then you have to be able to eliminate them with a healthy transit time. And we start with self-assessments like transit time, hydration status, how much ascorbate you need to do the C cleanse, what your urine pH is after rest as a measure of how much magnesium you need or are wasting. And so we personalize and individualize starting from functional and predictive tests, not what in pathology we call red and blue and dead tests. So this is not physical chemistry. This is very personalized. This is based on advances that in the 21st century we need. We need to know how to eat our way well, and we need to know how to avoid the things that look like food, but they're not really food. They're highly processed. They're nutrient depleted. Yes, it really is true that most Americans are overfed and undernourished. And so we want a makeover in people's kitchens and their bedroom, in their bathroom and in their environment. Because you can reduce by 80% the toxic load. You can manage the stress and the challenges of high-tech living in ways that allow you to thrive, which means your body renews itself, it's resilient, it's energetic, you get out of bed in the morning with restorative sleep, excited about the day, or too many people end up in survival mode. Their cells are not energetic. Their cells are conserving every last little molecule of ATP they can. These are people who don't get restorative sleep. They don't get the benefit of being renewed and rejuvenated. In fact, they're just surviving. And that's why it's called survival mode. I would rather be in what some people call thrival mode, or the mode of active repair, proactive resilience. There are lots of different phrases. Yes, the alkaline way is what we're talking about, because cells must be on the alkaline side. And that means minerals like potassium and magnesium that are hard to get in for most people, because they have maldigestion. They have dysbiosis. They've had atrophy of their digestive tract. They have enteropathy, which is another way of saying atrophy of their digestive tract. And then they don't repair themselves well enough, so they lose the elective protective mucins and secretory IgAs and other things that are designed to keep foreign invaders out. And when you lose the ability to block and protect yourself from those foreign invaders, now it's like opening the door and saying, well, just come on in. Anybody who happens to be in the neighborhood, I'm hospitable. And now people get into a chronic disease mode, a repair deficit inflammation mode, in a situation where their immune defense and repair system is doing too much defense and not being able to repair them. And among other things, they get irritable, they don't have much joy of living, and they lack restorative sleep. So we want to bring people back from that edge so that they can renew and restore.
Do you recommend people, we talked about the being alkaline, and by having more minerals in our diet will make a big difference. And of course, that comes from vegetables and fruits and vegetables. When you say, do you recommend people to do the pH, and what type? Urine, saliva, both?
No, I recommend specifically the urine pH after rest. So after 6 or more hours, the urine equilibrates, the urine that's in the bladder, equilibrates with the cells that line the bladder. And so now once a day after rest, that urine pH reflects your magnesium status. If you're between 6.5 and 7.5, you have enough buffering minerals like magnesium. If you're below 6.5, which most people are, you need more magnesium. And pH is actually a logarithmic scale, so small changes in pH mean a big difference in physiology. And we use urine but not saliva because almost everyone doesn't have a healthy mouth. They have pockets in their gingiva. What you call spit is actually a combination of serosanguineous fluid, some parotid and submandibular saliva. But if you want to actually measure saliva pH, you have to put a little plastic disc called a Kirby cup over the parotid gland, and you collect the saliva into a tube that generally is in your pocket. It takes about an hour. I did this when I was a graduate student. I wouldn't do it willingly again. It's not very comfortable. But in our lab, we had a dentist who needed pure saliva, and we were all subjects, guinea pigs or whatever you want to call it. No, we don't measure pH in the saliva because you don't know how much of that is real saliva and how much is just exudate from the problems of the gingiva. We do measure the urine pH after rest. It turns out when you're up and about and active during the day, there are at least 25, maybe as many as 40 different variables that influence urine pH at any moment. So we want to measure the urine pH after rest, the one time in the day when you get a measure of mineral status. And very often people need not just more magnesium, they need the Mag Plus Guard plus choline citrate. Because when you take a teaspoon of choline citrate along with 2 capsules of magnesium salts in the intestines, in the gut, a tiny micellar nano droplet forms that's taken up by neutral pores, not by the ion channel that's inhibited. And so now, instead of getting 3% or a maximum of 30% uptake, you can now get near 100% uptake through the neutral pores. And that's novel chemistry. It's something that we patented in 2011, and we've made available to those who really want to enhance their uptake and chaperone the delivery of magnesium to the cells that are hungry for.
So what I'm hearing is that you've created a formula that where the magnesium has been formulated so that you can have a better delivery system, and absorption level of magnesium is much higher. And you did that by adding a choline molecule to it. Is that correct?
And it must be choline citrate. Can't be choline bitartrate. In order to make this little droplet, it must be choline citrate mixed, as you said, with the magnesium salt. So it's PERC Mag Plus Guard and PERC Choline Citrate, 2 capsules and a teaspoon. 2 capsules of Mag Plus Guard, 1 teaspoon of percholine citrate. And now you replace the choline deficiency. You increase acetylcholine. That's a beneficial neurotransmitter. Choline improves communication at the cell because it balances out inositol. And choline becomes cholinergic bile salts that make the bile more soluble so you don't build up sludge in your gallbladder. Now, some people are concerned because if you have a long transit time, if, for example, you're regular in your elimination, but what you take in, what you eliminate today was taken in a week ago, then your transit time is too long. 12 to 18 hours is a healthy transit time. What you eat at dinner should come out in the morning. 12 to 18 hours is a healthy transit time. And many people have a long transit time. And with prebiotics, probiotics, symbiotics, with the ascorbates, the antioxidants, with the buffering minerals like the magnesium choline citrate, you can restore a healthy transit time. And now you cannot and do not ever make the TMAO, which only happens when you have bad bugs in the colon for too long. So what we want is good bugs in the colon for just right, the Goldilocks scenario, not too short, not too long, just right. And now you get the benefit of the choline, you get the benefit of the citrate, which goes in and energizes, it jumpstarts the mitochondrial battery inside the cell. So there's a lot of elegant chemistry. The point is you can now triple the uptake compared to the best form. And if you start with the mag oxides or mag carbonates, which are 3% bioavailable, then the mag glycinate, which is, say, 30%, sounds terrific. But that's still 30%, which means if you take as much as you need, you will get hypermotility, you will run to the bathroom and generally run away from the person who gave it to you. So yes, we are the ones who figured out how to enhance the uptake and then, more importantly, enhance the retention of the essential nature's calcium channel blocker, the forgotten electrolyte, magnesium, enhancing its uptake, chaperoning its delivery to the cells hungry for it.
The company's name is Perk. That's PERQUE.com. Love that. Love the whole creating your own biochemistry within your system by combining two supplements. You know, we have just a few more minutes. I want to go and just ask you a couple more questions about the food. You mentioned about the sulfur food products, foods that we eat daily that can really enhance our up-level our detoxification pathways. You mentioned garlic, ginger, onion, broccoli, sprouts, and eggs. You call it the gobi. With two double G's in the front, gobi.
G-O-B-E, that's exactly right, Suzanne. So, yes, we recommend one or more of these as a staple in your diet. This is what Thomas Jefferson recommended, and I agree with him. I'm a grieving optimist, just like President Jefferson. And so what we want is to be able to take in these sulfur sources, one or more on a daily basis. Now, when we have garlic at my place, you take a whole bulb, you roast it, it comes out like custard, it's delicious. With regard to ginger, it's a thumb-sized piece of ginger per person. You'll taste the ginger in whatever you're cooking. Onions, a whole onion per person, sautéed. You cannot just have a raw onion. The cell wall doesn't break down. You must cook the food, cook the garlic, the ginger, the onions, in order to get the good stuff out. With regard to the broccoli sprouts, I mean, we're quite right. Brassica sprouts mean broccoli sprouts. There's a professor at Johns Hopkins who has shown many beneficial constituents to all sprouts, but especially broccoli sprouts. So we favor brassica or broccoli sprouts, and then eggs. The perfect food, you have a yolk, you have a white. I prefer goose, duck, or quail eggs. But if you have a biodynamic or a homegrown or an organic certified chicken egg, that's okay too. These are nature's detoxifying foods. These should be staples in our diet, one or more on a daily basis, in order to get the bad stuff out while you're also getting the good stuff in, as we've been discussing.
That's perfect. I use the first three in all of my kimchi recipes. I'm a big, big believer in using fermented foods, ginger, garlic, green onions. It's the recipes I have there. It is in my kimchi book that's coming out in April, The Kimchi Diet, you know, using ferments, right?
I look forward to that book.
Fermented
foods, healthy, raw fermented foods made at home, are a big opportunity. Thank you for bringing that book forward. And yes, that's what we're talking about. If you take in the fermented foods, you're getting fiber, you're getting bugs, you're getting prebiotic fiber, probiotic bugs. Now, we also recommend recycled symbiotic recycled glutamine, which energizes and repairs the gut. But I'm so glad that you're pointing out that fermented foods should be a staple in our diet, especially in the 21st century.
Wow. Thanks so much, Dr. Jaffe. So much information. I can have you on my show, you know, every single day because it's so good. Lots of great information. Really, okay. DrRussellJaffe.com, DrRussellJaffe.com, J-A-F-F-E.com. But also the labs we talked about, so interesting because it will make a big difference in you detecting and how to personalize your medicine, personalize your health and your recovery. And that's betterlabtestsnow.com. And any kind of information regarding the supplements we talked about, it was at his website, PERQ, P-E-R-Q-U-E.com. Thank you so much. Amazing information. Now, if you learned a great deal and had a great deal of value here today, please share it with this show with your loved ones because it can change your life for the better. And if this is the first time listening in, make sure to subscribe so I can continue to serve you with the most current natural health information available today. Also, connect with me on Instagram at drsuzanne.com. I post regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through nutrition, self-care, lifestyle, and kimchi. And what's great is that you can engage with me directly there. I respond to all of the comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper with your health issues, I work with people globally through phone and Skype consultations. You can get my contact info on my website, drsuzanne.com. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.